Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie!
You know, it was either this or go with a Cinco de Mayo tune, right?
It's Cinco de Mayo. It
this is the girl it power is. Hour, though.
Woo!
Pow!
Wow.
I was going to go woo, and then I went pow.
What's woo?
Woo is just woo.
No, woo is Nature Boy, right?
Nature Boy woo?
No, the wrestler.
Nature Boy.
Yeah.
I don't watch wrestling.
Not Savage. I can't remember his name right offhand. I was just talking about him yesterday, too. Ric Flair.
Oh,
the Nature Boy.
Hulk Hogan.
No, his thing was, woo!
Woo!
Yeah, that's what he would do.
Well, I just borrowed it.
And now he's in a commercial. At the end, there's like 2 seconds of 80-year-old Ric Flair going, woo!
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
might be Slim Jim or something. Step into a Slim Jim. Woo!
Woo!
But we're pal, right?
Pow.
We are pal.
This is the girl power hour, right?
Pow!
Sarah Juarez is here.
Hello.
Right?
How are you?
Black Mountain. I didn't write any of this down or I don't.
Black Mountain Valley Realty.
Got it.
He's
Bullhead
yes.
City.
Yes, Bullhead City.
Bullhead City. And we're going to look at the Bullhead City real estate market today. And we have Kay here from Mojave Mortgage.
I love those guys.
Do you? And yes. Girls.
And yes. Girls.
You and Dawn, right?
I love all of us.
Yes.
Kay McCarthy.
Yes.
Boy, I'm just batting 1,000 today, aren't
Mojave
I?
Mojave Mortgage.
Yes,
team.
Absolutely.
Team in the house.
Yes.
I've got all the cards here that I need now. So.
Do you need our card?
We look at, no, I have everything. I'm
I
good.
I know, there they
I'm
are.
Good.
Nice
I'm just a little discombobulated today. You guys got me all thrown off.
Uh-oh.
I didn't even expect Sarah to be here.
I know. I made it.
You are a trooper.
I made it.
She ran all the way.
And then she says, I beat you here. And I'm like, what? How
I
so?
I did.
That's very funny. But we are broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. And we've got a bunch of stuff going on. You
ooh,
know that?
Yeah.
It's getting into stuff month. Where there's stuff going on.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
So the quickest one, the soonest, is tomorrow. And it's hosted by Hospice of Havasu.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Mojave County Recorder's Office information session.
Yes.
You know about this?
Yes,
really?
I do.
Did
yes.
you meet Lydia?
Have you met Lydia? No, but I know Sarah over there.
Okay. Sarah Messmer, but Lydia Henry is our elected official. She is the Mojave County Recorder.
Yes.
She deals with election law and with things like this, like what gets recorded, recorded document alert system, voter registration, early voting options, maintains the voter rolls. And did you know that her office in conjunction with the assessor, they have a program. It's like Title Lock, you know, Life Lock.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like that for
yes.
$50
yep.
total.
Yes.
Not $50 a year, $50 total.
Title Lock.
If somebody accesses your account and to make it a title transfer,
yeah.
is that what
mm-hmm.
it's called?
Yeah.
The assessor's office notifies you.
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
They do.
They do.
Have that Title
and
Lock.
No.
Not that one.
This is from our county.
That's
this
cool.
is Jeannie Kench's program.
They're starting to implement stuff. And if I can just kind of...
Go for it.
Say one thing, too. Chicago Title is actually getting a program as well that if you close with them, they pay that $50.
I love it.
So,
see, that's awesome.
Yes,
I love
they're just starting that. So
yeah.
It's just a way to combat all of the fraud that's going on, all the deed fraud,
yeah.
and letting people know, hey, what's going on, especially yeah. if your property is paid off. That's where people are really getting
yeah.
hit.
It's crazy. I got a text the other day. This is a little random, but not, you know, speaking of fraud. I got a text the other day that said, your family misses you. Click this link.
Oh.
I'm like, what? They might miss me, but I'm not clicking that link. Right. How about if I call my family instead?
Or the ones that say they're stranded somewhere and they need money.
Yes.
Yeah. That's another scam. Or how about the computer people, random again, computer people that call you and say, remember I worked on your computer? And you're like, no, you didn't.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And they get people to give them money.
Yeah, and somebody asked me the other day, they said, the county or somebody called me and said I owed a fine, and I said, "Yeah, it's a scam.
Yes. Yeah.
They won't call you. They'll send you something in the mail.
Yes.
Correct.
For you to call them.
Yeah. Yes,
right.
And the police. The next one is the police sending texts out
right.
saying you owe this money, or we will come and arrest you.
Right.
You're like, what? Yeah. I didn't
There's
do
a
anything.
Lot of scams. There's a lot of scams.
You didn't do anything yet.
That's right. What did I do? And then you go, what did I do? I didn't do anything.
Anyway. So, anyway, the topic of the recorder's office information session is tomorrow, 10:30 to 11:30, hosted by Hospice of Havasu. It's on London Bridge Road, and you can call Sarah or RSVP, it says, by today. RSVP, 453-2111. And look at that.
Yeah.
Since it's RSVP by today, I could just do that, right?
I have them on my calendar.
I filed it.
You did file it.
I see it. I see it. But, you know, Hospice has all of these great programs. There are some more programs over there that they do where they teach you about, you know, if you are a senior or not necessarily a senior, but they'll help you or direct you for wills and testaments and medical power of attorney.
End of life planning?
All of it. Yeah. All of it. Nice. They're so awesome over there.
Nice.
Yes.
Also, we have a Memorial Day ceremony to tell you about. This is in Needles. They do so much in Needles. Do you guys get any notifications from the city of Needles at all?
I do not.
I do not either.
Well, I don't.
You will get something every day.
Really?
Literally. It's almost to the point of, really? But no, everything, it's all relevant and informational, and it's not something that, like, especially youth activities, tons of stuff to do in Needles.
Yeah,
really?
Now I knew
5,000 people.
As far as sports and all of those things, yes, they have some really great sports programs for kids in Needles.
They really do.
Yes.
The recreation department's phenomenal.
Where do they do all these?
This is the Memorial Day. It's just all over. A lot of it is by the train station there, the El Garces.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this one is Needles Riverview Cemetery. Join us as we come together as a community to honor the brave men and women who gave their lives in service to our country. And this is on May 25th, 11 a.m. That's going to be warm.
Yeah, it is.
So is it right there at the train station? So
no,
is that
this
one
is
or no?
This is the cemetery. But a lot of events are there.
Yeah.
And then when they do the run for the wall, that goes through Needles.
Yes,
right?
It does.
Yeah. It does.
On I-40.
I go through there every week.
On
I-40. I'm like, I need to check these things
run
out.
Run for the wall probably in a week or two.
That's a big event. That is a big, big event.
There's a lot of veterans on motorcycles, Harley Davidsons.
Yeah.
They ride to the wall in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Needles is one of those stops.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge.
We should check that out.
And then the third thing, before we get to the numbers, is the free life jacket exchange from the Mojave County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a big deal. They are in partnership with the Arizona Game and Fish Department. The life jacket exchange is on Saturday the 16th, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon at the London Bridge Beach Stage. London Bridge Beach Stage. I think that's on the island where the flags are. No?
Well, if I could piggyback.
Oh, no, it's the stage right there on the island. Yeah.
I don't know. Go
over the bridge, turn at Javelina, right? Go down, there's a stage right there.
Yeah.
That's where it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to piggyback off of that because Bullhead is also doing a life jacket exchange.
Yay.
On two different occasions. We have May 15th from 9 to 1:30 and June 12th from 9 to 1:30.
What? Two?
And we get two.
I'm going to call shenanigans.
We only got one.
I'm
telling you. I have it right here for you.
Wow.
So it's going to be actually at Rotary Park, 2315 Balboa Drive, and they will only take type 1 and type 2 life jackets. So they're ski vest type. And there is no they don't have a set amount that you can exchange as many as you want.
You can't give them your orange type twos though, right?
Correct.
Yeah, right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't like those. The cloth. Yeah.
Yep.
They don't like
so
it.
They
you
are
need to be
doing
getting
one.
Emails from them too.
thanks.
Right? Thanks a lot. Go Bullhead.
Wow.
Yep. So there you go. So that is what's happening in Bullhead.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And Rotary Park's a big place. I wonder where they have that. Is it under the big Ramada there, the Legacy Ramada, I think they call it?
It very well may be. It didn't say on here. Let's see. It doesn't say.
I want to say congratulations, to my friend Dave Heath. Starting next week, I believe it is, he is the new CEO at the Boys and Girls Club of Colorado River.
He's amazing. He has done so much for Bullhead City.
Dave grew up a club kid, too.
So I'm excited for that. I really am.
So that's pretty cool. So we have numbers from Bullhead, correct?
We do. Of course we do.
Is this for the last 2 months or last month?
So what I did is, because we're just now in May, I just kind of went off of April. But so I just wanted to let you know homes are selling faster heading into the spring, and cash buyers are keeping our market floor solid. So this is not a crash. I just want everybody to know that. But it's a market that's finding its footing after a few years.
This doesn't sound real positive, does it?
No,
it's
going to
be positive.
It does.
Wait for it.
It's finding its footing after a few years of extraordinary conditions. Ah. So here is what we've got just in the last 7 days. We've had 74 price reductions, which means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Sellers are finally getting realistic.
Oh.
So, 39 homes have gone under contract in that same week. 51 homes have sold. And 43 brand new listings have hit the market. So, basically, what this is just stating that the market is active. It's adjusting. And, again, sellers who price their home correctly, they're still selling fast. And buyers finally have some breathing room and negotiating power that they haven't had in years. So they're being able to ask for concessions, of course, getting their buyer's agent compensation covered, all of that. Mm-hmm. But in Bullhead City, right now, single-family homes are selling faster right now because we've hit the spring market than they have actually in a full year. So April's days on market hit a 12-month low of just 55 days on market.
What?
In April.
Whoa.
Yes. Wow, that's so good.
And inventory is tightening a little bit, so it's down from 9 months in February to 6 months. And so if you're thinking about listing right now, you know, the
Perfect.
Spring market is clearly here. So, we are in a balanced market with the single family homes in Bullhead. We have got, our median sales price right now for Bullhead City single family homes is $314,900. Our average sales price is $370,000.
Okay.
And then our, like I said, our days on market is about 55.
Look at Chad Jr. over here.
Right now, the stats.
You know him right now.
I have all of this.
What's that
for
cash
you.
One? What's that cash one?
Not yet.
Right. Oh, I'll get to that.
Okay. I'm ready. Come on.
Okay. So, as far as Bullhead City factory built homes, if you're looking for an entry point there, the manufactured home section is actually, we've got a tighter supply. Right now with only 4 months of worth of inventory going on. And so we've kind of bounced back a little bit from our winter lows. And right now our average median, or excuse me, our average price point is about $162,000. And our median sales price is $155,000 for manufactured.
Wow.
And 61 days on market right now. It's still with the manufactured home, it's still more of a seller's market than it is a buyer's market just because of the tightened inventory. Now, the condo...
Wait, and just back up a second.
Yep.
So, median and average for stick-built or for...
No, that was for manufactured.
Manufactured. Got it. Okay, I got it.
Far as condos, this kind of tells an interesting story because right now we've actually hit a 12-month high in April at $235,000. So buyers still have the upper hand as far as the condo market goes because we have still about a 2-year supply of condos.
Does that
on
mean
the market.
Normally a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 2-bedroom, 2-bath? Does it? Do you know?
So I just did all condos.
Yeah.
I didn't do any.
No, I understand.
Specifics.
But what's a typical condo? I know what mine is, but.
You're probably looking at least a 2-bedroom, 2-bath.
Okay.
So,
this does not account for HOA fees, though, right?
No. No. Gotcha. No. This is just your sales prices.
I wonder what those normally run.
It depends on the condo complex because they're all over the board depending on where they're at. So, so buyers are, you know, have a little bit more flexibility as far as that goes. Now, if we get into Fort Mojave, our home prices in Fort Mojave have actually gone up. And so we're nearly at, our median, excuse me, is about 407 and our average, 407,000. Yes.
In Fort Mojave.
Fort Mojave went up.
And then our average is about 450.
I wonder why.
Why did that happen?
Well, it could be because we've had some higher priced homes that have been selling. You've got a lot of builders out there that are building higher priced homes.
Now, are they building secure communities or are they just building tract neighborhoods? How's that working?
No, it depends on the builder.
You know, like Los Lagos. I would consider that a secure community.
Yes. Okay. So you've got a lot of building going on there. But you've got still Century Communities who's going out and just spot building. But those are more, entry-level homes.
Right.
Sure.
So, but anyway, as far as that goes, we're more in a balanced market in Fort Mojave with a five-month supply. And then as far as factory-built homes, we're more in a four-month supply. So it's still kind of a seller's market for the factory-built. Now, I do want to kind of just share something that's in Mojave Valley that's kind of interesting is our median price point is about $304,000, but our average was about $442,000. And that just is basically showing that more luxury homes have sold in in Mojave Valley. So possibly some of the riverfront homes have sold, kinds of things.
There's more acreage there, too.
Oh, yes.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yes, there is. Absolutely. So, homes sold in just an average of 41 days on market in Fort Mojave. So it's the fastest pace we've seen in over a year out there.
Right.
So right now there's about 100 listings just in Mojave Valley.
A good friend, you know, you have to beware in Mojave Valley where you buy because you don't know what utilities you're going. Like Quail Run, you would be on Fort Mojave Tribal.
Right.
Whereas, let's say over on just west of River Valley High School, you might have a well.
Yes, is correct.
You have to really do your homework when you buy a home there, right?
And sometimes you'll have the tribal sewers and versus septic. Mm-hmm. So, and that's all throughout Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley.
And you could have MEC, right, Mojave Electric.
Or Unisource.
Or Amps. Aha Macaw Power Surface.
That is correct too.
It's crazy. So, it's a patchwork quilt of electric
everything.
Utilities,
Right. Well, actually, if you look at Mojave Valley anyways, it's a patchwork anyway of every other section is tribal land. So
you guys probably don't, probably don't remember, but when Highway 95 in Mojave Valley used to be two lanes.
I do remember that.
You remember? You're from there, aren't you?
Well, no, but I've been there going on 36 years.
Okay,
so.
She's from there.
Perfect. So did you live there when they widened it?
Yes,
I did. Remember how difficult that was?
Yes.
Because the negotiations with the tribe?
Yes.
And everywhere every part of that patchwork quilt that is, I wouldn't say developed, I would call it, plowed, right? And has
farmland.
Fields.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's tribal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
A lot of it.
The tribe has the farms, right. And then the county.
It's interesting.
And
it's
then
like
the county,
every other section.
Oh, that's a
tribal.
Patchwork,
the county,
all right. Yeah.
The county land's bare.
Yeah.
The tribal land's not. And every place they had to get permission for whatever that's called, egress.
So they can't just get a blanket permission for that? It's got to go each patch?
Oh, no.
No, it's the same tribe. I think it was Fort Mojave Tribal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It owned that land, but
it
think it took longer to get that paperwork done and get those agreements signed than it did to actually pave the road and make it four lanes.
How long did it take to do that?
Oh man,
I don't remember.
It was in sections. I think it was around the year 2000 or
it
right
was
before
a
that.
A long time.
Because I bought in Quail Run.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and it was part of that road was still two lane. Part of 95. Yeah, yes. Going south.
Wow.
South of the V or boundary cone. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That was wild. Hey, we're kind of late for a break.
Oh, sorry.
Please.
No, I want to talk about, we were talking about HOAs earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way, I know of an HOA, the one that I don't pay to because I rent, but the HOA that governs my condo, it's a way around this Airbnb. You know how nobody can stop them from existing in Arizona? It's like the cities don't have any regulation over them.
Well, some of them do.
I don't think, well, that you can create a list to where the owners have to sign up and register them, but you can't say, no, you can't have, right? But the HOAs can.
Yes, they can.
That's
they
wild.
Can.
That's,
they sure
yeah,
can.
There's a
We have a lot
a
of them
it.
That have done that in Bullhead.
So here's some beasties. Yep. It's called Girls.
Girls.
Because it's the girl power hour.
It's the girl power hour. Pow.
That's it. Right, right. Should I? No, I'm not going to say it. All right. Back with more tomorrow. I'm just going to go pow.
Pow. Whoa.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. I've been accused of primping so much, like hair, and because I'm real weird about my hair, that I've been called a girl before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not, so obviously. Unless I have a really weird voice for one, right? All right, stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out, 928-854-5687. If you want to give us a call. We also have Diamondbacks tickets for this Saturday against the Mets.
Go Diamondbacks!
And it's a 4:10 first pitch. And there's something going on after the game. Could be a concert, could be fireworks, not sure. But we'll give you four tickets, field level, 928-854-5687. Stay with us on Speak Out. Thanks a lot, Marissa, but that was the point. I'm not even going to say what she said. So, wow. Or is it pow? All right.
Pow.
Pow.
The girl power hour.
Pow.
Who better than Miley Cyrus, right?
There
on the girl power hour.
There you go.
You know, she takes a lot of crap.
Yeah.
She does, but this is a good song.
Yeah,
great song.
You know, and then what's that one? Wrecking Ball?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's a good song.
Yep, so. That's a good song.
Anyway. I like this song when they do it on Pitch Perfect, the first one,
mm-hmm.
and they're in the bus. You don't remember? You haven't seen it?
I have not seen it.
Oh,
no! You haven't seen Pitch Perfect?
No, but I know what it is.
I have. I'm a big Anna Kendrick fan.
Yeah?
So, yeah,
I love her.
I kind of crush it on that.
Yeah.
Just
no,
saying.
Paul, I'm always working.
Yeah.
She's a Taco Bell binger, too. So she'll sit in the Taco Bell parking lot and binge. Anyway, need you to bring this up just a tad. Yeah, there you go. Speak Out brought to you in part by, of course, Mojave Mortgage.
I love those guys.
And
girls.
That's right. Yeah. Where is Dawn, by the way?
I don't know.
Dawn. Yeah.
She's missing in action today.
We should play Dawn by Frankie Valli, right?
Oh, there you go.
Also by Mojave Electric Cooperative, by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, by Salmon's Air Conditioning, and, of course, A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And probably, what happens when you buy a home with propane? Is there, like, special documents that you have to sign or anything like that, like the septic?
Yes. You actually have to negotiate the amount of propane that's still in the tank.
What?
So you can, yes. So the seller can actually either... he can gift it or sell it or whatever to the buyer. But you have to address that in your purchase contract. Because when the seller cancels, their service, they'll get credited back those monies. And then when the buyer comes in to put it into their name, they'll get charged for all of those.
Yeah, because building some propane tanks can be 800, 1,000, 1,200.
Yep.
So, all right. Hey, we have a phone call. Somebody likes you guys. Or maybe it's for me. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Roy Reiser again, Paul.
Hey, Roy, how are you?
I'm just wonderful. How about you guys? I hear you guys are talking up a storm.
Well, you know, they are girls, so.
It's all Paul. Yeah. It's all Paul.
I don't know about that, girls.
Go ahead, Roy.
Well, I'd like to see if we can get those tickets.
I'll put you down. Do you have a place where we could send them this time?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay. Go ahead, and I'll let Marissa know you're going to call the office. Can you wait about 5 minutes?
I sure can do that.
Okay,
call
the office, 855-9336. Marissa will pick up the phone, and then just give her all the info, okay?
We'll do that, sir.
Appreciate you,
and
sir.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
The interest rates keep going up and down, up and down, and I keep getting these scam calls also. And what is the actual rate for a house to be sold at this point in time?
The actual rate?
Yeah,
oh, what's the interest rate?
Well, right now I can tell you, and I can't give you your actual rates because I need FICO scores and all that stuff, but I can tell you that the conventional rates are in the sixes right now, and government rates are in the fives. Now, in saying that, there are ways to get lower rates, and you can buy down those rates, and that costs money, so you can do discount fees that will be coming out of your closing costs to get lower rates. You can do buy downs. Let's say you do a 2-1 buy down. Maybe you start at 6.25 and then you go 5.25 to 4.25. So there's lots of different ways to do it. The easiest way I can tell you is when you see those things and you see those flyers and everything, you'll see an APR on those flyers also. So that tells you that there are costs involved in it. So if the best way to find out what your rates really are is just give us a call over at Mojave Mortgage and we'll help you with that.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the info. You everybody have a great afternoon.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Roy.
Thank
you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. When we were talking before the break, which is called a tease, right, about HOAs and short-term rentals.
Yeah.
And what I found is, at least with one HOA, the one that I live under, they've said if an owner sells their condo to a new owner, that new owner cannot make the condo, it's a condition of your HOA agreement, you cannot make it a short-term rental. So they grandfathered the old ones in, but once it's sold, once the hands off the game piece, right?
Right.
Then the rules change.
So it's grandfathered in that they can still do it, but once it's sold, it changes.
I think it just depends on what your HOA documents state, number one. And then, because if they vote on it, it can change.
Wow.
Interesting. It's very interesting.
So,
have you seen this?
Like I was telling you during the break, in our area, we only have just a few condos that will allow the Airbnbs still at this point. Everybody else has basically said that they want at least a 3-month, at least a 3-month lease. So it works, you know, if you're a snowbird or any of that coming in during the wintertime, but for the most part, it's kicked out the Airbnbs.
Oh.
So they're kicking that out, and they're also making long-term requirements too?
Well, it just depends. Like I was telling you, I have one condo complex where I represent a seller on, and in that complex, they have actually made it mandatory for no leases under a year. So they won't allow anything under 1 year.
So they have to be voted on, right? So
correct.
The HOA just can't do that. They have
correct.
To, okay.
Yes. But in this particular condo complex, it's the owners. It's a very small condo complex.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of full-time members that live there. So they didn't want that, you know, coming
right.
in and disrupting their quiet enjoyment of their condo complex.
Most HOAs, as I understand it, have pretty good attorneys or law firms that represent them.
They do.
So if you're in an HOA and that sounds like a good idea to you and you're tired of those neighbors because you're a condo owner that rent out their condo to, you know, I call them the carpetbaggers when they come in, right? The short-term renters. They're the carpetbaggers. There they are. And everyone knows who they are. But no, in our case, it was, in our case, seriously, it was the dumpsters filling up. on my, I mean, filled, like overfilled. Like, you need two dumpsters. It was crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Well, because some people bring so many people in. Right. You know, right. It's
well, and then all those fees go up.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why the fee goes up.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. So. You've got the waitresses playing underneath. It's I Know What Boys Like, right? I guess you guys do. I don't know. Hopefully. Hopefully, like, keeps everything happy in your home, right? What do they say? Happy wife, happy life?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
What do they say about the husband, though?
Nothing.
Wow. All right. You're funny, Kay.
I'm just kidding. All right. I'm just kidding, honey. Hey,
it's the Girl Power Hour.
Pow.
All right. Hey, we have a phone call. I'm going to go ahead and take that one off the air. We'll come back with the phone call, hopefully.
Okay.
And it's the Real Estate Power Hour. Stay with us. The Girl Power Hour.
Pow.
God, I knew I was going to do that. Right. We'll be right back. All right, we're back on the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
Nice. Nice. You guys are like superheroes, huh?
We're rocking ours.
Right. We have, is it Super Sarah Juarez? Is that what we go with?
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And Kooky K. McCarthy?
How come she
what?
What? That's not right.
How about, I don't know, what would you, Caper, I don't know, I'm thinking of a cape. K. McCarthy and...
Cool K.
Cool K.
Cool K,
okay,
that could be a K.
That's
there
right.
You go.
But what's your superpower?
She gets loans done.
Oh, nice.
I'm
fast
telling you.
I'm the fast and furious.
There you go. Ooh.
You're the loan closer.
I'm the closer.
Closer K.
Oh, that's it.
There
all
we
right.
go.
Hypersonic.
How do we back
there
into that one?
Go.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
All right.
Women of Power.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Also, Springburg Wealth Management by the Chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, Shooter's Outpost, Solar Power by Esme Electric, Doritos Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And the best part about having Marissa June as a production assistant, she gets this show uploaded. You can listen to it at about a quarter after 12. We end at 12.
That fast?
That fast.
Wow.
That
wow.
fast. Yep. She's like a Jiffy show uploader. Right?
Wow.
Like Jiffy Pop.
We could just jump right back on there and listen to it.
We could.
I used to do that from the studio in Laughlin and listen on my way home, you know?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes you just got to get it done yourself, right? I'm just saying. Sometimes you just got to,
we
know,
just got to do it.
Can't rely on. Yeah, exactly.
Just do it.
So, I don't know. I'm not really prepared on this topic, but the mansion tax they're talking about in California.
I just pulled it up.
What does it say?
It says the Los Angeles mansion tax, effective since April 23rd, imposes a 4% tax on a real estate sales between $5 million and $10 million and 5.5% on sales over $10
million. What?
Yeah, designed to fund affordable housing. It applies to residential and commercial properties, affecting both buyers and sellers.
Quick, what's 5.5% of 10 million?
A lot.
A lot.
Did you
probably
see
about 50? Probably about 50 grand.
We
right?
both said that at the same time.
Isn't that
we
about
did.
50 grand?
$55,000?
Yeah, 10 million. 5.5%. I think it's 55,000.
Well, and it says
550,000.
What? No.
Sales between.
Wow, it is. Yeah,
it is.
Think about that.
$5 million and $10 million.
That's a $500,000.
That's crazy.
For a tax.
And you know who it goes to? Not you.
Nope.
It goes to your nanny state. It goes to California.
Is that not crazy?
Yeah, so they can spend it.
Yeah.
That's insane. Whatever.
So is that all over California? Everywhere?
Yes. Well,
crazy.
That one's in Los Angeles.
That says Los Angeles is what it says.
But
it says mansion tax California.
Uh-huh.
But can you imagine the equity that your family has grown over that year or over the years from owning?
It.
Yeah. And now
the state wants your equity, basically.
Yeah.
That's a really good.
Seriously.
That's a really good analysis of that, for sure.
Well, I guess there is a way to get an exemption some way. You have to submit for it, though.
Do you really
an exemption?
Think, do you really think they're going to give that to you?
I'm just saying, it says for an exemption.
Huh.
So I don't know what you have to submit, though.
No, your last name has to be Newsom or Pelosi, right? That's your exemption.
Okay, there's no exemption.
Or Becerra.
Right?
Javier Becerra. I'm just saying.
That's terrible.
That's nuts.
That's horrible.
That is.
Are you, Kay or Sarah, are you seeing people here from, like, leaving California because of reasons like that or leaving other high-tax states?
Yes. We've had people for the last several years leaving California. Sadly, because of the politics, you know, that does go in and there's a lot.
But a lot of taxes, a lot of high cost, everything is high cost.
Yep.
I mean, gas, groceries, utilities, everything. And then when we talk to the California people that we're meeting, that's what they're telling us.
Yep.
And it's a lot lower here.
Yeah.
So.
And the homelessness, I hear that one a lot. And the condition of the way that they're leaving streets and that kind of stuff.
You know, finding homelessness in a place where the average temperature is 78 degrees, that must be tough. I'm just saying, right? And the farther north you go, the nicer it is, temperature-wise. Even June gloom can be pleasant to somebody who lives in 118 degrees, right?
Right.
So, anyway... Yeah. New programs at Mojave Mortgage or existing programs that you want to push, Kay?
Yes, we got it all. Right now, we've been doing a lot more in the manufactured homes. Mm-hmm. So we can do, we do have a new program that came out, and we're doing loans in, I just closed one, in an RV resort park in Bullhead City. And we also can do on leased land. So, but there are certain requirements with that. So you have to call us if you are interested in buying those. And then, of course, manufactured homes on own land. So right now we're seeing an uptick in buyers buying the manufactured homes. Right, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
And
again, because of the price point.
Yes. So. And here's an example for one. If you are a first-time home buyer and you're concerned about being able to qualify for a home, we had an average sales price in Bullhead for the manufactured homes, I think was what, one?
One, okay, so you're, yes, 162.
162.
Mm-hmm.
So keep this in mind, too. It is a good time to buy for a first-time home buyer because the sellers are helping us with some seller concessions, right? And then we can do a down payment assistance programs on those homes that are manufactured on own land, not in an RV park or not in a leased land.
I got you.
But if they're own land outside of those parks and stuff, we can do a down payment assistance program also. So we would go FHA. We would do a 3.5% down payment assistance program. We would get a seller concession that Sarah would help us with. And then literally, we would have a very minimum amount that the buyer would have to put down on that house. And the last one I did, we didn't have anything to put down.
It sounds very creative.
It is. You got to help people.
Yes.
Right?
We are helping the community, and it's time to get these people in homes. And how do we have to do it? There are great programs out there. You just got to figure out how to use them. And if there are people that have one of the biggest obstacles is credit.
Uh-huh.
And they're all worried about their credit.
Yep.
But you know what? All you got to do is call me. I'll walk you through credit. I'll help you. And we'll go through everything. I'll tell you exactly what to do and how to get your scores up or what you need to do. And let's get you in a house.
And, you know, just so you guys know, we are going to be starting a home buyer's workshop at my new office.
Really?
And yes.
You both?
Yes.
Nice.
That we are going to start.
Can you imagine?
When's the book coming out?
I know. That's next.
That we're going to start doing to help educate new buyers and show them some of these programs and show them some of the things that different ways to get in. And again, to help them with their credit, because there's a lot of people out there, you know, that really think that they cannot qualify for a home.
Yes.
Right.
And I can't tell you how many times we've said, let's just get you to a lender and let's take a look. And guess what? Lo and behold, they qualify and they're shocked because they think that their credit is terrible you know, whatever. So
now you do have to do some work.
Yep.
So it doesn't just automatically happen. But what we do is we pull your credit. We'll take a look at it. We'll see what we can do. will tell you what to do, and it doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
I mean, so if you are looking at your leases up in the next 6 months, you need to be calling us now, and let's take a look at your credit. Let's see what you've got to do. Because there are some things, too. Bankruptcy, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had a bankruptcy and it was discharged 2 years ago, then you can get a loan, right?
Right.
But not within the 2 years.
What? Oh, go ahead.
Right?
Sorry,
so not within the 2 years. If you've had a foreclosure, you still can get a loan, but it's 3 years out.
Mm-hmm.
If you have credit cards that have been delinquent, right, doesn't mean you disqualify.
What if you're carrying a balance? Not that I am. Mine are zero, but if somebody's carrying a balance and they've been carrying it for a long time.
Carrying a balance on a credit card?
Credit card, yeah.
You can carry balance on a credit card. It just depends on how you qualify.
Okay.
So let's say...
I mean a large balance is what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So here's an example on a credit. So let's say you've got, just for easy math, let's say you've got a $1,000 limit, right? And what you want to do is get down below 10%. Because if you're down below 10% on your balance, that's going to give you a much better FICO score. Right? And it doesn't happen overnight.
Hmm.
So once the creditor reports it to the credit agency, then your numbers will start moving.
So I have one question off of something you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Seller's concessions. What's a typical seller concession, Sarah?
So depending on the type of loan that you're getting. So let's just say that you're getting an FHA loan and you need to have... some of your closing costs taken care of because you only have your monies for your down payment.
Gotcha.
So a lot of times we'll ask for about 3% in seller closing costs to cover your closing costs as the buyer.
Okay.
So again, they're coming in with their down payment, which at that point they could also get a gift from a family member to cover that down payment as well. So if, mom or dad is going to help them try to purchase that house, they can give them that gift with a gift letter for them to get in. So again, they're getting in with very little or no money down.
And then the other thing I was going to ask you, Kay, credit wise, what if you just made a big purchase, say a car, a boat? How long should you wait to go for that home loan?
You can do that whenever you need to. You just call us and we'll pull the credit. We'll see what it looks like. Sometimes it might not be on the credit report. And if that's the case, you got to tell me about it, right? Because I got to add it in.
And don't do it when you're in the middle of purchasing a home.
Never do it while you're in the middle.
Chad says it's like a 2 month rule, especially with transferring money.
Well, yeah.
Large transfers.
I need 60 days bank statements, so I need to see what happens with the large transfers. But if you are in the middle of doing a loan and we're in the middle of processing you, we don't want you buying anything big. We don't want you quitting your job.
Right.
We don't want you, right?
You don't
want
to quit your job anyway.
Right, right. But it happens.
Unless you get a nice raise.
You know, people retire. People retire.
Yeah.
Right before those loans fund.
Yeah.
And guess what? Now they're not going to qualify off of their retirement money.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
So
switch the program, right?
Yep.
So we have to hurry up.
Talk to somebody first before you retire.
Yes.
Right, right.
If you're going to buy a house.
There's definitely do's and don'ts that you should know about. And we tell you right at the beginning and we say, don't go out and buy a car because if you go do that, I'm going to see it on your credit report, and that's how I'm going to know you're out shopping for a car. And then I'm going to ask you about it, and then you're going to tell me you just bought the car for the new driveway that you don't have yet.
Gotcha.
Appliances or furniture.
Yeah, and the 90-day pay here, same-day cash and stuff, I can see that too. So don't do that.
Recap the Bullhead City numbers real quick. We got about maybe a minute on the inventory, the average,
Okay, so our median sales price for Bullhead City single family homes is $314,900. Average sales price is $370,000. 55 days on market. We've got as 6 months supply of inventory. As far as factory built homes, our median is $155,000. Average $162,000. 61 days on market, and we've got about a 4 month supply. One thing that I do want to say just real quick is as far as cash buyers, I know, Kay, you don't want to hear this part. But
no cash buyers.
Put your hands over here.
I can't hear you.
Here's some numbers that might surprise you a little bit. Nearly 1,400 homes have sold for cash in our area just in the last year alone. So we're talking everything from $23,000 manufactured homes to $2.6 million riverfront.
1,400?
1,400.
1,400 cash buyers.
So what that tells us is the market is not entirely dependent on mortgage rates. So we have a significant population of investment and retirees and out-of-state relocators.
Stop it.
Who, I'm sorry. I just want, it just, it's
You're
just letting
me.
You know that it's stable. It is a stabilizing force in our market. So.
And that That's is funny. Good.
Yes, yeah. It is.
I'll give you that one.
Thank
no
you.
More
Listen
cash deals.
Okay, jeez.
I'm going to go out with some Nancy Sinatra.
Oh.
These boots are made for walking.
Yeah.
Kay's
yeah.
going to walk all over you now.
I know she is. I know. She's going to kick me out the
get
door
mortgage,
on the way out.
Get a mortgage, please. Right.
We're going to take this right up to the top of the hour. Sean Hannity after news and a short break.
You know I love you.
You've been
I love
listening
you too.
To the Girl Power Hour.
Pow!
They're doing some bonding in here, folks. So I got to clear out of my own studio. All right. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out. I did have Nancy Sinatra queued up. Where are you, girl?
Nancy.
Yeah,
where'd
Nancy.
She go?
I know, exactly. There she is. All right. And again, we'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
You keep saying you got something.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.